With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo. Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Are you looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queens Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queens Swing Dance Club is always open to new members, and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
Love. This is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC. Hold back the river and part the sea, because I know change
changes the depth. Oh! Oh!
Hey, hey, hey.
We're back!
Yes.
Good day.
Good day. It's a great freaking day, bro.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming along, everybody.
You're welcome.
I'm just trying to see. I'm looking through three layers of windows. Are we on 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 layers of windows to see if it's snowing outside?
And can you tell? Can you see?
No.
Okay, good. So Vinny, the weatherman, says it's not snowing at the moment. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm still Vinny.
And welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station since the dawn of time, 1922.
Wow.
Nothing happened before 1922.
Nope. It's been a while.
Yeah, and we've been here every
step
of the way. Yeah.
We were here during the pandemic. We were like the only people in North America coming into a radio station.
That's right. And we've been giving her ever since.
But I get if I get a hangnail, I won't come in.
No?
No.
Okay, that's
no.
Fine. I'm glad you guys are in today. Good times had by all. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and we just heard in the last set Simone, your favorite band.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that one, Simone?
I'm not saying it.
You're not saying it?
Was it Gwar we heard?
It was Gwar.
It was the last one.
Yeah.
Gwars.
So they're like what? Costume trolls or are they real trolls?
They're intergalactic space aliens that have come here for one reason and one reason
only. Rock and roll.
You got it. Yeah. Brand new cover of Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club by Gwar. I looked it up and they have been a band since 1984.
Wow.
Yeah.
So as old as I am.
And they've had a really big year. Gwar. They've been a lot of like shows and YouTube things. They've been popping up all over the place.
Okay.
They were on Hot Ones with the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they're very visual, right?
They are,
yeah.
And they shred.
And it's just interesting because, like, if you've played an instrument like a guitar, you know that like being a troll and having to play guitar, that's quite the feat.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, I'd love to go to a Gwar show one of these days. Before Gwar, we heard The Cribs with Looking for the Wrong Guy. It's part of our brand new punky emo garage day today because we're all just miserable.
It's January. Not everybody.
No, it's fine. It's January. The snow is flying. Winter still has a lot of winter to go. So we are here on a fine Wednesday morning to find some things for you listeners to get out and do. You don't want to sit home and stew.
No.
Cuckoo, ca-choo. You want to get out and do some things.
Take some vitamins. Drink a hot chocolate. Get out on your feet so you can snowshoe. You know, I'm thinking of a hike.
Yeah.
I love hiking in weather like this because one, nobody else goes except the crazy people with snowshoes and stuff.
Yeah.
It's nice and quiet because everything is like muted by the snow.
Yeah. Exactly. And, like really quiet.
It's like if you want some tranquility, like just go to Frontenac Park and bust out the old cross country skis, or if you're like me and have clown feet, they'll do just fine.
Excellent.
That'd be my suggestion.
Required.
Get outside. outside, have some fun. But if you can avoid driving anywhere and still get outside, that is ideal.
Ideal indeed.
Or if you have a snowmobile. I saw a Costco in Ottawa. They have like a, it's like a scooter bike thing, but it's also a snowmobile.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
it's
wow.
A battery powered too. It's electric, and I want that thing.
That's pretty cool. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I might because it's Costco, I might just go buy it. Take it from, it was in Ottawa, so I'll take it from Ottawa to here, and then I'll return it to this one.
Amazing.
You got no all, cost, baby.
You got it all planned out.
He does.
Amazing. Let's see.
That's what I would do.
That's a good, I like that. Little Cat Conservation Area is supposed to be pretty good right now, too. What other events do we have going on? Simone, you got something pulled up there?
Yeah, we've got 4 days of fast-paced rink sports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, happening at Springer Market Square. So, let's see. Tomorrow is day one, and they're going to be doing some curling demonstrations.
Oh, yeah.
Very fast-paced game, curling. Actually, if you've had to play, it can be quite physical.
Have you guys curled before?
I've never curled before.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's good.
So that'll be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow. And then after that, there's ringette.
Oh!
You know ringette?
Yes.
Does everyone know what ringette
is? Ringette
is
like
a stick and a ring. A ring.
Like a plastic, instead of a puck, it's like a plastic ring.
It's so like it's basketball like, meets hockey meets something else.
Yeah,
totally.
Okay, and then on day three, which is Saturday, January 24th, there is a historic hockey game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not the Carr Harris Cup, is it?
I think it's, let's see, it includes Queens, RMC, and RCHA, Petawawa.
That's one of Canada's oldest hockey rivalries, the Carr Harris Cup. They play that every year. I think I went to that last year. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that sounds good. And then later on at 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., that's on this Saturday, you can skate with the Frontenacs.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, if you can skate, you can skate with the Frontenacs.
Well, some people can skate.
They can teach you, Simone. That'd be fantastic.
If they let me hold on to them.
Yeah. I like to see this picture. One hockey player, one hand with Simone, one hand with Jeffrey.
I'll be on the sidelines drinking cocoa.
Right on. Okay, and finally on Sunday, which is day four, it's Kids Minor Hockey Games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so for the kiddos.
Nice. We got a whole weekend of great outdoor rink activity. Nice.
Yeah.
And then if you want to, let's say you're out on Sunday, you're watching the kiddos do their thing, and it's like fun, but it's crispy and it's snowy out, and you want to warm up, go to any of the pubs downtown, because it's Robbie Burns Day on Sunday, where we celebrate the Scottish poets, Robbie Burns.
Robbie Burns.
So you get yourself some whiskey and some haggis.
It's definitely not NFL playoffs, though. Just keep in mind.
Yeah. Do we know who's playing in the Super Bowl
yet?
Yeah,
but not the Super Bowl yet.
No,
coming up soon.
We find out this weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm going to watch for Bad Bunny, though. That's going to be good. That's not until February 8th,
I think.
I
didn't even know what a Bad Bunny was until I found out. I'm like, what?
I found out about him on Saturday Night Live. He's hilarious.
I want to hear a good show, and I just feel like I haven't seen a great halftime show in a long time.
I think he's
great. I'm not saying they're bad. I just don't like... I haven't seen a mind blowing one.
That's true.
Can you recall a mind blowing one though?
If we go back, you could find. Not to the level of Prince.
That's that
impact.
That's a standard. Okay.
That's amazing. Where it's like, man, we need somebody like that.
Yeah.
Even at Prince, whether you like him or not. You watch the show and that's a spectacle. What you want to see.
That Michael Jackson one.
The big ones back in the day, and everybody's like, yeah, but Kendrick, or yeah, but what, I don't like. It's not a bad show. It's not a great show.
Yeah,
it doesn't wow you.
You know what would be great for the Super Bowl halftime? Abby Stewart, Kingston's own. Segway, everybody. We got Abby Stewart playing this weekend at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts, Friday, January 23rd, 8 p.m. until 10. Doors at 7:30. She was on Indie Wake Up Thursday last week. So go to CFRC.ca, check out the archive, and listen to...
The Bader's where they warm up for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be pretty good for the halftime show.
Yeah.
So until she gets that booked, check her out Friday night at the Isabel. The other event I've got going on is nothing. I had Robbie Burns Day, and that was it. There's a Robbie Burns Day dinner at the Cove in Westport.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, check that out.
All right.
Robbie Burns.
Robbie.
You could just watch NFL playoffs.
That's true. Yeah.
Having a pint.
What's your favorite pub or bar in Kingston to go to watch a game, whether it's football, whether it's hockey?
My garage.
Ooh.
I don't like people, so yeah. I just hide in my garage.
That's fair.
I love going to the Oarsman.
Oh, nice.
The Oarsman's my pick.
Yeah. I guess it's true because, like, you don't...
I'm also on the West End, so...
No, the Oarsman's great. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. Mine... I don't know.
No? Nothing?
Yeah, the mansion.
The mansion, is that still a place?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's what I hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
you know, it's still a place and will never not be a place.
Is that like, sorry, I just meant more. Is it still called The Mansion?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Is it still, and it's a pub? I just remember going to concerts back in the day.
Oh, like, great for concerts, but I remember, like, the main level, there'd just be televisions everywhere. So, like, I think I watched the Summer Olympics on their patio once.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah.
We got stuff.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Mo.
And we're going to continue along with our brand new punk rock showcase. We've got a new one from Sergeant Baker. With
Baker.
Simple Pleasures right here.
On CFRC.
Yeah!
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Yeah.
been a lot of complaints already. Fooling around on the course, bad language, smoking grass, poor caddying. So if you guys want to get fired, you want to be replaced by golf carts, just keep it up.
Hey, this is Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
I'm off my head. I'm feeling great. I decorate to impress my mates. These creepy days are all you need. Feel the pop every time you sneeze. I crash the party up until 9. After that, it's my bedtime. I go to bed. I wake up.
Back, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning,
good
everybody.
Morning. My name's Vinny the Moan.
And I'm Jeffrey the Movie Simone. You threw me off.
Excellent. Welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I am still Vinny.
Excellent. Thanks for coming along. Thanks for tuning in. This is 101.9 FM, your place for all things excellent. We just heard a punk song about macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
That was a band called Grog, and the song was called Creaky Knees. Right here on CFRC.
I got creaky knees, bro.
Yeah, well,
yeah, me too.
Preaching to the choir, everybody. That's why we're rocking out with all new punk music today. Before Grog, we heard from Twisted Teens with Is It Real?
Is it?
Maybe.
I don't know, maybe.
It real if we want it to be. What was real was the song before that, Road to Reno by Ace of Spit. That's a good name for a band.
Ace of Spit.
I like it.
Was that one of the bands from yesterday?
It might have been.
I don't know.
We also heard Quick Romance with Zero Tick, and we opened up the set with new stuff from Sergeant Baker, Simple Pleasures. Vinny and I were out late last night with hipsters and punks and teens. Not teens, I guess.
It was us. We were the hipsters and the punks.
That's right. We were at the Broom Factory last night watching Lee Ving head up Fear. That band's been going strong since 77.
Man, I can't. Well, there's a lot of things I couldn't believe I saw last night. But I mean, like, I saw small children walking around the place. It was great.
Yeah, exactly.
It was an interesting. It was a great venue.
Yeah.
First off, like the acoustics, I was pretty impressed. Like the, you know, when you get in a place that small, it can be a little overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
But I was actually pretty impressed.
Yeah, and I like that, you know, it was a good-sized crowd, but we weren't packed in like sardines. We could move around, you know, we could socialize a little bit.
Yeah.
Kingston's punk community was out in force last night. It was good. I saw a guy from high school that you played in a band with.
We crossed paths.
Oh, I see. Together. Yeah.
So what I have to say was
the variety of hairstyles.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was crazy. We saw people with long hair, people with no hair. We saw people with no hair with long hair.
That's
right. We saw people with long hair with no hair.
I saw blue hair.
We saw green hair.
Yeah.
We saw yellow hair. I saw sometimes hair on the ground. It was quite the interesting experience.
Eclectic crowd, good venue, great bands. Cool. It was the Beta 58s and Mall Crime. They were great from London, Ontario.
Yeah, I was really surprised. It was a good show. And I pointed out that the lead singer the of the band, I don't even know what the band was.
Fear?
Band? No, the other one, the female lead singer.
Oh, Mall Crime, yeah.
Okay, Mall Crime. So that she reminded me from, I didn't have my glasses, in all fairness, that it was like the child of Tim Robbins and Juliette Lewis.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. Absolutely.
But it was great. She did a fantastic job, kept the crowd engaged, and...
Yeah,
yeah,
it was great. Yeah, so keep your eyes on the prize for more good shows coming up. However, this time of morning, we like to talk about nerd stuff because let's say you don't feel like going out this weekend because it's going to be negative 30 on Saturday. Yeah, maybe you want to stay in, watch some movies, watch a TV show. Simone, are you watching anything new or good at the moment?
No.
Sorry to throw you under the bus there. But
no, I'm just YouTubing it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you're still on Abbott though, eh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I found out something interesting. So I'm watching Abbott Elementary and I'm watching Fallout Season 2.
Okay.
And I just found, I watched an episode back to back and it occurred to me that there's a Barbara Howard in Abbott Elementary and there's a Barbara Howard in Fallout,
ooh.
Cooper Howard's wife, but they're both like strong, independent, professional black women.
Yeah.
And so my theory is that Barbara Howard from Abbott Elementary is the grandmother of Barbara Howard from Fallout 2. So if they make a Fallout reference in Abbott Elementary, then that will be absolved and confirmed.
Wow. Okay.
It's weird though that happens because they're very similar characters.
Yeah. Eh?
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe they know the perk guy we were talking about earlier.
Who's that?
From the band that he's in New York and in Kingston.
Oh, the guy from Cut Worms? Greg Tilson?
Greg Tilson, thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Same person, never in the same room at the same
time.
That's
right. That's right.
That's our other theory, is that we know that the rock band Cut Worms from New York is Greg Tilson from the Gertrudes.
Right. They are,
it's spinning image. It's impossible not to see it now.
Interesting.
Very.
I have to say, a show I recently finally finished.
Yeah.
On Amazon Prime is Fleabag with Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Yeah.
I was pressed to watch it in the beginning, and what a fantastic show.
I never watched it.
It's so well done. So well done. Yeah, I just highly, highly recommend it.
I'm excited because, Phoebe Waller-Bridge was the showrunner and star of, which you know what I'm Googling right now.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're looking for. I can even see.
She was in Indiana Jones, and she did a screenwriting pass on the last Bond movie.
Yeah.
Anna de Armas' character was put in there because of Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and that was, in my opinion, the best part of that last Bond movie. But she is showrunning the new Tomb Raider series for Amazon Prime. And the first official picture of Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones as Lara Croft went online this past week. And I gotta say, I was not excited for the show until I saw the spinning image of Lara Croft from the video games. I thought Sansa Stark was the worst character on Game of Thrones. I hated her.
Yeah.
But seeing her, she
was made for this part.
Absolutely.
Apparently. Well, we'll see. I mean, like,
we'll see.
Visually, she's got the physique, the fitness,
the glasses,
and the ginger hair that's ready to go. She's ready to kick butt.
Yeah, apparently Sophie Turner has just been like a gym rat since Game of Thrones. So she's like tough now.
Speaking of Game of Thrones,
I watched the first
episode of the new Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
How is that?
I really like it.
This
is light enough.
Hearing.
It's not too committed. It was a nice segue into a series that might get, I don't know. I really liked it. I think the guy who was cast as the main character was well done.
Yeah.
It's interesting because Game of Thrones will do that where you get consumed by what's going on, and then bam, something happens that's just quite ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see where it goes.
I think it just just started. It's only in like one or two episodes.
One episode,
it's interesting because Game of Thrones, like a bad ex boyfriend or girlfriend, really put us through the emotional ringer at the tail end because it was so bad at the end of the run.
You take that back.
It was terrible.
No, at the end of every show, you know, if you're attached to a character,
you want to be like, man, I don't want them to die. And they don't. All the cool people live. So, you know what? At the end of the day, c'est la vie.
I guess. So, I'm excited for this new Game of Thrones spinoff, though, because apparently it is really good.
And House of Dragons was okay. Yeah, but it was too much drama and, like, politically about the series than anything. And I don't know. To me, I like this.
Good.
It's like the Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm going to check that out for sure.
What else is going on in the film industry, Jeff?
Well, I'm looking up. It's Gina Davis's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Gina.
70 years old, you know?
Wow.
She's in a league of her own.
Oh, she is. Sweet.
Nice.
Speaking of Barbaras.
There you go. That's the only, like, big birthday that I see today. Telly Savalas was born this day in 1922. Okay. King of the Bald Men, I guess.
I thought that was me.
Well, you are now that he's dead. He died in 1994.
All right, perfect.
Anyways, no really big headlines to speak of. I know that Laika Studios from Oregon has released some footage and trailer for their next stop-motion animation movie called Wildwood. Like all their other movies, it took them years to make, and it looks awesome. Okay. So I'm excited to see more stuff from them.
All right.
And I just wanted to, shout out the screening room, because I saw a really good movie last week.
Okay.
Last Saturday, I went and saw Hamnet at the screening room. Very good. Very sad.
Yeah.
Really, just an emotional ride, but excellent movie. If you're interested in becoming a falconer, that's the one.
And if you want to cry.
If you want a good cry. Or if you want a good cry with a horror movie, I watched Good Boy last week. Actually, last Wednesday night I watched it. I don't know if you've seen that.
I don't watch horror movies.
Oh, and it's a horror movie about a dog.
Mm. Oh, even worse, like Cujo.
Oh, no, the dog, you're sympathetic to the dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to watch that.
It's a man and his dog. They move into a haunted cabin, but the dog can see the ghost, and so the dog is trying to protect his owner from this, like, evil spirit. It's really good. The dog is excellent.
It sounds like it. It really does.
If you like animals, don't watch it, because that dog, man, he goes through the ringer. He's a good boy.
I've also been watching Pop Culture Jeopardy on Amazon Prime.
What is that?
It's hosted by Colin Jost.
What?
And it's very... So it's like each team has three people on it, and it's all relatively easy. That's why I like it, because it's fantastic. All stuff new, but it's very... It's Colin Jost, so it's very the way he does. Yeah, it's nice. Very good. It's good fun. Mm-hmm. Good awesome. Time killer.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
Totally, yeah.
Just awesome. Sit back on the couch, have some food, stay dry, stay warm, and watch Colin Jost mock people's intelligence.
That sounds like a win right there. I think that's a pretty good movie segment there. You guys have anything else to add before we get back to the tunes?
No, I'm leaving. No. I'm just going to say goodbye to everybody now, because it is cold, it is miserable.
Yep.
I hope everybody stays warm. You guys have a great rest of your show.
Thanks for coming in, Vinny. Much appreciated.
And,
don't forget to vandalize Chance's office on the way out.
I already did.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Mo.
And this is CFRC. We're going to get back to it. This is a new one from The COVIDs with No Kids.
What? All right.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
A funny thing, just the other day she gave my phone a ring.
Oh yeah, well I heard she likes farm girls a little dirty, wearing Carhartts.
And I heard she likes pretty boys clean and dress real smart.
Yeah, well I heard from a good friend she can't stop thinking about me.
Oh, good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
I guess we shall see. I'm taking her to Paris town. She needs a guide to show her around.
Last week we went to Arkansas so she
night she wrote a little tune and called it by my name.
That must have been just before she kissed me in the rain.
Well, she carved my initials next to hers into a tree.
Well, good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
I guess that we shall see. But she's playing you for a fool. Oh boy, I hate to tell you, but she was with me just last night.
What time?
8 p.m.
Well, I saw her at 9.
I saw her at 9:45.
I don't think so.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
I hope she don't hurt you.
Same ride back.
Oh, good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah.
nailed it, Simone. Yeah, you got it. Right on the button. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm a little dizzy. I just banged out too hard there. I was head banging.
Yeah, you gotta watch yourself there.
I know, I can't do it.
Yourself a concussion
at
or...
this age.
Yes. Yeah, you gotta think about that now.
Get me sloshing my brain around this early in the morning. Welcome back. It's Indie Morning Wake Up on CFRC
101.9.
Oh yes, we are your guides through the rock and roll swamp of sludge and muck and nonsense.
Yeah, but we made it through today.
We sure did.
It was a
good punk showcase today. Yeah. Thank you, Simone, for suggesting that. We just heard TV Generation from Control Freaks. Pretty good. Before that, we had our one country song of the morning. Melissa, what is that, Carper?
Melissa Carper with Good Luck to Ya.
Yeah, just a song about two people fighting over the same lady. Mm. Valentine's Day's coming up after all.
It is.
We heard from, was that Kukin?
Yeah, with Kukin. Palermo.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And what else we have in there?
We had something from Sweet Reaper called Sacrifice.
Nice.
There you go.
Hardcore, Simone. Ooh. We opened up that last set with the COVIDs and No Kids. All brand new stuff.
Yeah.
All within the last like month or two.
Oh.
That's what we do here at CFRC. Yes, exactly. Right out of the oven. What did we learn today? We're about to wrap up. Did we learn anything today we didn't know yesterday? You learned the Guar rocks.
Yes, yeah. I learned that. Yes, I learned all about them.
We learned that off-air that Vinny the Thrill has a giant bucket of double bubble in his car.
Yeah, and he's the gum boy.
He's probably listening to us right now. Yeah. Chewing gum. Yes, yeah. If you need some gum, you hit up Vinny.
Yep.
What else did we learn today? We learned that it's Robbie Burns Day on Sunday, so you want to get your haggis. Get that India. It's good for what ails you.
Yeah.
And that there's a whole week of like outdoor rink activities.
Yeah. At Springer Market Square, lots of outdoor sports and activities. Check it out.
Curling, Carr Harris Cup is up.
Yeah. Ringette.
Ringette, yeah.
Hockey.
It's a lot. It's a good way to like get out and, you know, just get through this winter.
Yeah.
It's not going to end anytime soon, so you might as well embrace it.
Yeah.
Upside of this horrible winter we've been having is no cockroaches up here in Southern Ontario.
Oh, good.
Or very few anyways.
Good.
That's what I think about when I think the snow is like, good, kill those bugs.
Yes.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Well, we're going to sign off, but do keep it locked and please get ready to rock because the Mood with May is up next and we're going to play ourselves out with a few more new ones. We got a new one from Kim Gordon. She just released a new track called Not Today. It's a nice little slow poppy jam.
Slow jam.
Yeah. And then we got a new one from Mitski with Where's My Phone?
I say that like 1,000 times a day, basically. Like, where's my phone? Where did I put it?
I just say Mitski all the time. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Stay warm out there, Kingston. And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
baby, so talk about low down skakadoo. And it's the same in a homo say. Homo said, homo said, my baby, just about. To just about the low down skagadoo.
This is Jen Grant, and you're listening to CFRC in Kingston.
Psst. Hey, you. Come here. I have something to tell you. Your fix of post-punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk? Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
Tickets are on sale now for Side by Side Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join them on Saturday, February 7th for an evening of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your ticket for Side by Side today.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up?